could benefit the lives of more people. Eventually, he and Michael Chang, PhD, started Pharmanex, a new company focusing on natural ingredients. Pharmanex took him on a journey from the pharmaceutical world to the world of nutritional supplements. Within 3 years, Pharmanex was acquired by Nu Skin, which provided critical resources for the discovery of ageLOC science. ageLOC is the fulfillment of his dream to develop the next generation of truly effective anti-aging products, benefiting anyone willing to engage in their own health. So good morning, Dr. Chang, and welcome. How are you this morning?
Gary, it's such a great way to start listening to you. It's such a great way to start a new year. I'm great. It's snowing a little bit here in Utah, but I'm really happy to be on the call to kick off this great series of educational material.
Well, fantastic. And, you know, Joe, what people have come to recognize in Nu Skin, that it is truly a company of science. And when I look at the resources that you surround yourself with, not only do you have an enormous staff, I mean dozens and dozens of scientists in multiple labs around the world that you coordinate, but in addition to that, we've got working relationships with research universities by way of our investment in their study. And then, of course, this new connection with LifeGen Technologies. And then we've got this really unique relationship with world-renowned scientists on our anti-aging advisory board. Perhaps you could comment on this wealth that Nu Skin has regarding the science community and how it has impacted the approach that Nu Skin has taken along the way in the development of these products.
Yes, Gary. I think as many people who have arrived at Nu Skin and start to kick the tires, if you will, when they visit with us, talking to our leaders and so on, the first thing I'm hoping that everybody appreciates is that Nu Skin is all about the distributors and creating a fantastic business opportunity for all the people. So in order to do that, we have adopted approach and has always been this tradition of innovation in Nu Skin ever since its founding back in 1984 by Blake Roney. And that is that if we don't innovate, the business opportunity doesn't stay fresh. And for all intents and purposes, over time, it will get a little bit boring. And in fact, if anything else, it will eventually die. There are lots of examples, I think, in business. And over the last month or so, if you pick up the newspaper, most of you would have read that Kodak, you know, a 138-year-old company, essentially went bankrupt. It's a good illustration of why we need to continue to innovate, because Kodak depended so much on selling film, and then when the digital technology arrived, they never actually got on board, and before they know it, that film business died, and they could never resurrect or even continue their business in the film world. So I think it's a good reminder for all of us that Nu Skin is always aware of that risk, and that's why we innovate for all intents and purposes. Innovation is the only way to grow the business, and is the only way that I think we can support all our leaders in the field. So this commitment to innovation has led us down many paths, and it seems like over the last 10 years or so, ever since I came on board and looking at R&D and looking at how we innovate on the product side particularly, that all these roads led and converge to a single point, and that is that if we are truly to become the leading anti-aging company for all of you, we must make sure that we look at genes, you know, and this is really what drove me to make sure that our R&D team, all the incredible scientists that you've just alluded to, that they are focused on making sure that whatever they do in product development, whether it's on the skincare side or on the dietary supplement side, they must try to understand what these products do at the genetic level. So it's really, we might not know it, and I just don't wish to be in the shoes of Kodak, where 15, 20 years ago, they're sitting there looking at their business and saying that, wow, film is great, but they lost sight of the fact that digital technology is coming on, and it's almost inevitable that it will take over and replace solid film. So I'm looking at what we do here in product innovation in Nu Skin and looking at our competitors and so on. The industry is changing, and nowadays when you talk about trying to use science or to be a science-based company, you have to devote your resources to looking at how these products work at the genetic level. So fortunately for us, we found an incredible partner in LifeGen, whom many of you know, that for the last, two and a half years, we had an exclusive partnership with them. We knew that they were the leaders in understanding aging, and that's what we really want to focus on at the genetic level. So they knew what are the genes that regulate or control the aging process in every tissue and organ in the body. So we decided to get into a partnership with them, and sure enough, we discovered a lot of incredible insights that are unique to us, to our Nu Skin scientists, so that now that they know what these genes are all about, they can start using that knowledge to develop the next generation of anti-aging products. So it's been very exciting, and I think, you know, whether we are looking at nutritional supplements or whether we are looking at skincare products, if these products don't affect these so-called genetic sources of aging, what you have is really products that take care of signs and symptoms of aging and not really truly addressing the genetic sources of aging, which is really where we need to go if we are to bring significant benefits to the body and to the skin with our products.
So, Joe, what you've said here is that we've positioned ourselves uniquely in the marketplace. And as you outline in the aging myth, there is this myth. Maybe you could just help us by defining what is the myth and what was the purpose of the book, and how does that relate to the Nu Skin technology of ageLOC itself?
Yeah. Well, the book was written primarily for one reason and one reason only, is to hopefully to write it in a way that most people, non-scientists, if you will, that can really read the first couple of chapters or be able to understand what we're trying to do at a very simple level, but not simplistic level. The science is still described in the book. But hopefully I wrote it in such a way that all of us can read it and say, aha, I know where Nu Skin is going to. So let me go back to the book. And the main message of the book is really to make sure that people understand, you know, when they say, well, you can't control aging. You know, aging is inevitable. We're all going to get old. We're all going to get sick. And we're all going to die. I think we can change that paradigm now. What we should be saying is that we can all age much more gracefully and in a much more healthier way than previously thought, because we now know the genes that control the aging process, and if we can somehow bring these genes back to a more what we call youthful state, and that is how these genes behave when we were young, then we have a chance of slowing down the aging process. So that's the objective. The main message in the aging myth book is that it is a myth, that there's nothing we can do about aging. No, that's not true anymore. The new science of genetics tells us that there is something we can do about making sure that our genes stay young. And although we might, obviously, all of us, 12 months from now, we will be a year older, we don't need our body to be a year older and follow that chronology, the time chronology. We can actually disconnect the two processes so that as we get older in age, in time, our body doesn't need to be that much older. So that's really one of the most important message in the book, in the Aging Myth book, is that our products, our so-called ageLOC products, the next generation of anti-aging products, it's all about improving the quality of life, you know, making sure that you look good and you feel good with our products. And we are able to do something with it by taking the products that we are developing now.
Well, I think it all boils down to this whole issue of quality of life. It's not how long we live, it is how we live and what the quality is like as we age. So the contribution that you're making through education and through great products is having an impact on people's quality of life, because it is about decisions they're making, and those decisions do include how they, what the quality of supplement is that we take along the way. So you mentioned LifeGen.
Yes.
And LifeGen Technologies is a company that's out of Madison, Wisconsin, some outstanding scientists who have really dedicated a significant part of their lives toward this whole study of this, the genetics and epigenetics, and how all of that relates to areas that we can have impact on and control of. So would you give us a little of the history of LifeGen and our relationship with LifeGen? And I know that this has evolved in a very exciting way for Nu Skin. Please describe that, Joe.
Yeah. You know, Gary, if I had looked at trying to do this age-lock science 10 years ago, back in the year 2000, I'd say, or thereabouts, I don't think I would have been able to do it, because the science was not quite there yet, more than 10 years ago. So it was only after 2003 when the scientists around the world have mapped all the genes in the body that we have reached a point in time where I thought maybe we now stand a pretty good chance of seeing how we can affect aging at the genetic level. So obviously, you know, most of our scientists, we go to meetings and so on. And on a personal level, I was reading a paper on a particular gene, and some of you may actually have heard of it. This was a gene that was called sirtuin. It got a lot of press. It was discovered by a scientist out in Boston, and he made a lot of hay out of this discovery, this sirtuin gene discovery, by saying and claiming that that is a gene that controls the whole aging process. Excuse me. So as I was reading his papers, I sort of started to have some doubts that really that he's describing the whole story. So I read around his papers and came across another paper describing really an ingredient. Once again, it's quite well known now. It's called resveratrol. And reading Rick Weindreich, who's one of the professors at LifeGen, he wrote a paper on resveratrol, disputing all the findings in Boston, saying that it cannot be all about sirtuin. And then it sort of piqued my interest. So not knowing Rick at that time, back 3 years ago, I just sort of took the bull by the horns, picked up the phone and called him and started to discuss this particular paper with him and told him what we were doing in Nu Skin. We were similarly interested in looking at not just a single gene, but several genes that control the aging process. And we sort of struck a common chord and almost became kindred spirits in our approach to anti-aging. So as we learned more of what they did, and Rick told me he has this company out in Wisconsin called LifeGen Technologies, and they have created this incredible data bank on genes and how they control aging over the last 30 years, you know, as you mentioned, Gary. Rick had been studying since his graduate student days, about the aging process, and he had teamed up with another genetics professor at Wisconsin, Tom Prala, and these two guys got together and started the company LifeGen based on what they have studied over the last 30 years. In fact, if you ask Rick, you say you're underestimating my expertise. It's more, it's closer to 40 years. So it's an incredible wealth of knowledge about aging from these two guys, which they deposited as intellectual property into LifeGen. So the more we talked, the more excited I was in having an exclusive relationship with them. And then over the last 2 years, I think we used that knowledge to create several products. Obviously, all of you are aware of the Vitality product. We have also launched on the skincare side the transformation system, the AgeLock transformation system. More recently, we introduced at the convention R-Squared and also a body galvanic. All these new products going forward, everybody should recognize that all these products would be AgeLock products. So, you know, when you start to do something in a relationship, it's almost like, great, you know, you don't really know where the relationship is going, and you just really want to make sure that it works. So a collaboration is a good way to test the waters. You know, it's almost like dating. So before you get married and the dating phase over the last 2.5 years showed that it is a good partnership. They have given us a lot of knowledge. We have used the knowledge to create and develop unique products for all our distributors and leaders in the field and to grow the business. And you've seen the figure, all the AgeLock products. In fact, back in 2011, just at the convention alone, within that month of convention, we sold more than $100 million worth. So that was proof of the pudding to me that it was really something that we should take it to the next level. So the more we talk, the more we sort of decided that we really need to own LifeGen. And that led us to discussions on acquisition. So by at the convention, we announced that we have acquired LifeGen. And here are some of the reasons. Now, with this acquisition, we own all the current data that I've mentioned to you up to this point, okay? We own it now. We don't just have access to it. We own that genetic data bank. The second thing that is even more exciting is that as we continue to do our research studies with Rick and Tom at LifeGen, we will also own all future genetic data on AIDS. So for all intents and purposes, what we have through this acquisition, we have monopolized the genetic knowledge on aging. Nobody in the industry or anywhere else has this more than 30 years worth of data. You know how it is with aging, right? I mean, it's connected with time. It's not something that you can create overnight. The knowledge has to accumulate based on time. So if one of our competitors wishes to come into and enter this field or adopt this kind of approach to develop products, they have to wait 30 years before they can actually develop similar products like we're doing now, because they have to create their own database. We own it now. There's no way that database can be shared with anybody. So the second reason is when we had the partnership, it was focused very much before the acquisition, very much on a product per product basis. So we will discuss with them, okay, this is a product that we wish to work with you, and we are going to focus on this, and we cannot apply all the AgeLock signs to other products if we don't have an agreement on additional products. But now, with this acquisition, we don't have to worry about that anymore. There's no need for any business discussions on which product that we can apply AgeLock signs to. For all intents and purposes, we can do whatever we want, whether it's on the skin or whether it's inside the body, whether we want to develop another product for the brain, we can do it. There's unrestricted access to that knowledge and unrestricted ability to develop any new skin or Pharmanex products going forward. So, and that makes it much easier for our scientists to really focus on developing the most innovative product, and it doesn't have to be and encumbered, if you will, with any business reasons. Okay, so based on these kinds of reasoning and rationale, so we have built a very tall barrier to entry. You know, our competitors can't come in now. I think it's next to impossible for them to be able to generate this kind of data, and we are so far ahead that barrier to me. We have 18 patents now protecting our AgeLock signs and our products. We have really the first to market with these kinds of products. We have first access to any new knowledge coming out from LifeGen. So it's a very tall barrier for anybody to climb over, and I think it's going to make it very, very difficult. Now, I think you've heard Truman mention many times now that his vision and what he wants Nu Skin to be in our industry is to become the Apple of our industry, the Apple equivalent. I think nobody quibbles or debates the fact that Apple as a company is the most innovative company in the high technology, in the high tech world. So in our nutrition and skincare world, we think that we have garnered enough innovation, and especially with the addition of LifeGen, we have garnered enough of these kinds of tools and skill sets to become the Apple of the industry. So when I look at the highest level, and looking back 13 years ago, that's when I came into Nu Skin personally through the Pharmanex acquisition back in 1998, since I was one of the co-founders, as Gary alluded to, of Pharmanex. Pharmanex was acquired in Nu Skin back in 1998. That added an incredible amount of R&D firepower or scientific firepower to the Nu Skin business opportunity. And now 13 years later, we have added to the firepower. You know, we have made cruise missiles, if you will. We have obtained and own now technology through the LifeGen acquisition to now combine that with what we already have through Pharmanex and Nu Skin. So we have included all these pieces together, and we are very well positioned to ensure that the business opportunity stays extremely vibrant for many, many years to come. So that's the history why and how we came through the decision to acquire LifeGen. And remember, this is the most important thing, I think, and hopefully that makes sense to you, that the acquisition is not really for the company, Nu Skin that is. The acquisition is really for all of you in the field. It is. You should feel and believe this acquisition is an acquisition that is made on behalf of all of you. Because, you know, in our business, at least in Nu Skin, you know, half the success of the company, and perhaps even more than that, I suspect, is really in the field. And what we do here in the company is really to make sure we support all the things that you do so wonderfully well.
So that's, you know, it's a pretty amazing thing what you just described. And to be positioned like this with uniqueness, unique patented proprietary solutions in the anti-aging marketplace, what a great place to be. The market's expanding. We're positioning ourselves as the go-to company. And whether it's the opportunity side or the product side, they do come together, and that's the offering that we have. So pretty amazing. But as you do talk about the future and where we're going from here, you must have some amazing things up your sleeve. And when I just immediately begin to think about categories like generally nutrition, the idea that we could down the road offer products or maybe a product that really is different than anything that currently sits on a store shelf because of our ability to measure literally at the genetic level what the product is doing and what it's doing to help us stay younger longer. Or if you look at weight management or some of the other categories I know you've already spoken about on other occasions, Nu Skin can uniquely position itself with solutions that no one else can offer and with science behind it that can prove exactly what we're offering. Maybe you could roll out for us, just tease us a little bit, what is coming down the road?
Yeah. Well, Gary, I think, you know, in Nu Skin, and we mustn't forget, right, we already have a great antioxidant product in LifePak, and we have the technology to back that one up through the scanner. So that remains a very important piece in our whole Nu Skin world. So now with AgeLock Science, we have also added a genetic patina or a genetic shine to the whole business, and that is now we're taking care of energy, which is obviously through vitality, and we are also stopping aging on the skin through transformation and so on. So those bases are really well covered. So if you ask me to paint a little bit about the future, I think what people don't realize is that it's actually another reason, I guess I might as well tell you. One of the reasons why we acquired LifeGen was also because we are starting to get incredible new insights in terms of how we can approach obesity, okay? How we can help people to really manage their weight. For all intents and purposes, I guess, in a simple way, we have genetic insights and knowledge now that obesity or the way that we can control weight gain is to attack a certain groups of fat genes. Okay, So we have this new insight that by attacking and looking very closely on all the fat genes, and again, I think this is important to remember. We are not talking here just one fat gene. I'm talking several fat genes at the same time. And these genes are really exciting to us, and we are going to use that knowledge over the next several months or so, and going to very likely over to the middle of next year as well. We're going to take our time because we think that this new discovery in HLOC, we are going to bring out an incredible weight management system, an HLOC weight management system very soon. It's really not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. Because now that we have the knowledge, we have this target, if you will, you know, that HLOC is all about making sure that we have a bullseye that we can aim at with a rifle shot. HLOC is never about shotgunning all kinds of things at a target, and you don't even know where the target is. That's the old way. That's so yesterday when you use that approach. That's what happens in the past. Now, you know, with a bullseye and with a rifle shot, and that's what the HLOC provides us with that ability. And now that with the discovery of these fat genes, we're going to bring out an incredible weight management system. And going forward, there is another product we were looking at, and that's really talking about life extension and this quality of life that I've alluded to over the last few minutes. That will be the mother of all supplements when we develop that fully in the coming few months too. So those are some of the things we are working at. And I think the weight management is clearly something that will be very exciting and appealing to many of you. And be assured that when we bring it out, I think you will be quite intrigued.
No kidding.
Yep.
Wow, this is great stuff, Joe. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to ask you to comment on, you know, a building is just a building, but when it comes to what Nuskin is doing as, you know, what I'll call the corporate complex right there in Provo,
yeah,
pretty spectacular stuff. Would you describe to people what's happening next door to the corporate headquarters, what that's shaping up to be, and, you know, frankly, what it really means for the long term with Nuskin?
Yes, I think it's, again, a demonstration, isn't it, Gary, of our commitment to innovation. Because we can't say we do innovation. We really have to do it. And having a new building, our labs are getting a little bit older, and we need to renovate, and we need to build new state-of-the-art labs to house our scientists. And that's what we decided to do. So, in fact, I'm fortunate, my office, as I'm speaking to you now, the window faces directly over the crane that is putting the new innovation center up. Currently, the budget is about $90 million, but I suspect, knowing how we do things here in Nuskin, it most likely will go up as we think of other things we need to add on. If you come to Provo, there is actually a model in the lobby that shows you what eventually the building is going to look like. But every day I see, you know, iron girders going up. It's going to be an incredible building. In fact, when you come and visit, I think the last time we checked with the architects and contractors, this building ought to be quite well finished by October of next year. That will be around the Global Convention 2013. You'll be able to come and visit and walk through it. It's very exciting for me because literally what I'm seeing through my window as our scientists, when we sit together and talk about what we're going to do next, and here is something to motivate us even more because we know that as we develop our science, we're going to have a state-of-the-art lab in less than 24 months to be able to do even better science. So it's really, I don't think you can find this anywhere, Gary. I think that's the other thing. I hear, obviously, from many of our distributors that, well, what about this company and what about that company? Yeah, but they don't really innovate. You know, they just imitate. So I'm not sure. I guess you can go with an imitation product, but would you not rather stick with the real McCoy, if you will?
Well said. Well said. Well, you know, I hate to say it, Joe, but our time is coming to a close here. I just want to express on the part of, for everybody in the Nu Skin world, how much we appreciate what you do, how you do it, because your style when it's on stage, your commitment when it comes to traveling, literally traveling the world in support of the growth of this company and the growth of our businesses, is absolutely amazing to all of us. And you must be on some great products because you stay healthy through the whole of this travel, all of this challenge, all of this growth, all of what must be stress in your life. But we are so thankful for your commitment to this company and to us and the working relationship that we all have. It is absolutely a fantastic thing. So, you know, and your staff, you've committed your staff to working with us, and we start tomorrow. Tomorrow,
yeah.
Paula Ehrlich is going to be working, along with John Whitaker, Team Elites from Florida, both of them, and with, I believe, Angela Mastalutis, PhD, is going to be part of that call tomorrow, and she is going to be describing, you know, and working us through as a start, and week by week, we'll be covering either a product or two or maybe even a category and helping people to much better understand what we have in our hands in the full Nu Skin and Pharmanex product catalogs. So, Joe, we thank you for everything you contribute for the staff and giving us access to that staff for this educational series. I think it's going to make a huge difference for an awful lot of people.
I hope so, Gary, because I really remember there's one thing our scientists love to do is to make sure that they support you guys in the field as much as we can, because we love the products as much as anybody else. So it's gratifying. Actually, the stress is good for me because it's so gratifying to meet all of you to make sure that you succeed to the best that you can be.
Well, fantastic. Well, Joe Chang, we sure appreciate your time today. Thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. This has been a real pleasure on my part. Gary DeRitter here, signing off from Huntington Beach, California. Have an absolutely great day. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.